Proverbs 11:11 says, "By the blessing of the upright the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked." Have you ever imagined what the world would be like if everyone tried to do what's right? We're all fallen sinners, and even as Christians, we remain in a fallen state, so we still make mistakes, we still make bad choices, and sadly, Christians still do sin. But while being a Christian doesn't make us sinless, it does mean that we sin less. In other words, at the very least, if everyone was either a Christian or a man trying to be upright and would live by the spirit of the law and respect for our fellow man and private property and such, the world would be an amazing place compared to what it is right now. And the world will be an amazing place during the kingdom age to come. You see, when Jesus reigns on the earth, all sin will be minimized by his presence and by his rule. For 1,000 years, Jesus is going to demonstrate the truth of this proverb. For nearly the entire 1,000-year period, we'll see the first half of this verse fulfilled. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. The world will be populated by mortals. The original population will be a small percentage of the human population who missed the rapture but survived the 7 years of great tribulation, known as the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah 30, verse 7, and the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy in Daniel 9, 24 through 27, and having not taken the mark. The judgment at the end of this 7 years of great tribulation is described in Matthew 25, which says in verses 31 through 34, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now this happens at the end of the tribulation period when Jesus returns, and we're told in Revelation 19:15, "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." This golden age will demonstrate the truth of Proverbs 11:11, as the entire planet is exalted as the upright King Jesus rules with his upright glorified saints, which includes all believers saved during the previous six dispensations. But we get a taste of this as we read about the better years of King David's rule, especially after the sordid affair with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah was dealt with by the Lord. And you can read the entire book of 2 Samuel to see this. And we see how clearly this proverb was fulfilled by King David himself, as he assumed both roles at different times, sometimes upright, sometimes wicked. Then there are the early years of Solomon, commencing with his establishment of his kingdom with justice and wrath, then his rule with wisdom and the dedication of the temple, which demonstrates the truth of the first half of this proverb, as you can read of Solomon's first 20 years in 1 Kings 1 through 10, ending with that famous visit from the Queen of Sheba. But beginning in chapter 11, we see his backsliding and things go downhill as we see him fulfill the second half of Proverbs 11:11, and that results in the divided kingdom under his son Rehoboam, beginning in 1 Kings 12. But as we read, "By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted," we see other examples in Josiah in 2 Kings 23 and Hezekiah in 2 Kings 19. But this verse proves true on a smaller scale, right down to our homes, churches, and personal relationships. The only person you can control is you. And if you will live upright, you will be a blessing to those around you, and if others will follow your lead, you'll find your home, churches, and relationships all the better for it.